From NPR and WNYC, live from the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for this next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. And our very special guests are two musicians who have joined forces in a band called The Both. I'm talking about Amy Mann and Ted Leo. Now please welcome a man who is no stranger to brews and brats, Mr. Jonathan Colton.
Hello, everybody. It's true, I love your beer and sausage. It's very true.
And our first game is called Play Ball, because nothing says it's springtime like baseball. And we're here in one of America's great baseball cities, the home of the Milwaukee Brewers, which I gotta say is one of the better team names, I think. I would want to be part of that, even if I don't play baseball. But here to play ball with us, we have Frank DeGeer and Andrew DeGeer.
Hello, Ophira.
You are brothers.
Yes, ma'am.
So we've been told.
You've been told, as far as you know. Are you from a big family?
Only 9 of us.
9? Oh, I'm the youngest of 6, but you guys beat me.
Well, so between the two of us, we're related to like a quarter of the audience.
That's frightening. One person is happy about that. And your father worked for the Pabst Brewery. You guys are like my Milwaukee stereotypes. Thank you so much. That is awesome. So, Frank, Andrew, every answer in this game will involve the name of a Major League Baseball team, but the questions will have nothing to do with baseball. A little confusing, but let's go for an example and welcome our puzzle guru, Art Chung.
Hey, Ophira. So, Andrew, Frank, if we said, what was the name of the lovable dog on the animated series The Jetsons? You would say Astro, as in the Houston Astros. Simple.
Simple.
Right, so every answer will include the singular form of a pro baseball team. Ring in when you know the answer, and the winner of the game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. You're both ready to go?
As I ever will be.
I will crush you.
Very good. What common mattress size typically measures 39 inches wide by 75 inches long? Andrew.
The Twins.
Exactly. The Minnesota Twins. Twin bet.
Someone who is just starting a career in newspapers is called what kind of reporter? Frank.
Cub.
A cub, yes. Chicago Cubs, of course. America's greatest baseball team. I'm joking. Terrible team.
Way
terrible
to win team. The crowd.
We're in Chicago, right? Are we not in Chicago?
Pabst Theater, got it. What 2013 Johnny Depp movie was a surprising flop for Disney, losing an estimated $190 million? Andrew.
Lone Ranger.
Yes.
In Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea, what kind of fish does the man struggle to catch and bring to shore? Frank.
Marlin.
The Marlin, that is correct. Miami Marlins, America's greatest baseball team.
Now you guys just fish bump. I said a fish bump after the Marlins.
They did
a fish bump. A fist bump. And are you playing together? Is this a competition? What's going on here?
We're going for extra innings.
Child actor Jack Wilde was nominated for an Oscar for playing this creative pickpocket in the film version of Oliver. Aha, we hit a pocket of lack of knowledge. They're looking at each other, they're shaking their heads. No, want to take a guess, Andrew?
Mr. Red Sock.
That's right, the famous pickpocket Mr. Red Sock.
Oh, Mr. Red Sock.
Never saw him coming.
That is incorrect. Would you like to take a guess, Frank? Maybe you can steal. Yeah, Frank.
Dodger. The Dodgers?
I think we need a little more.
We need the whole name of the character, not just...
The Artful Dodger?
Yes!
Yes!
What Sarah McLachlan song plays under footage of Sad Dogs and Cats? I don't know why you're laughing. In ads for the ASPCA... And probably makes you cry, unless you're a bunch of animal-hating monsters, like this crowd here. Andrew.
Angel.
Angel is right.
And they're laughing because everyone knows the second that commercial comes on, they go, not today! And they turn off their television.
This is your last question. Also known as the majestic plural, it's the grammatical term that describes the way the queen speaks only for herself, but seems to speak for others. Andrew.
Royals.
Yes.
The royal we?
The royal we, that's right. Art, what happened in that game?
Well, it was a close game, but in this battle of brothers, Andrew was our winner.
All right. Andrew, congratulations. You'll be moving on. Thank you so much, Frank.